Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
One game does not a season make, but when you're talking Indiana football, that Cignetti era opening win Saturday, 31-7 against Florida International, I like 1-0. But I like Brian Haynes' defense, didn't you, Saturday? Disruptive right from the get-go.
I think we gave up 53 yards rushing, less than 200 total yards. A lot of guys did get involved. We did tackle well, and we swarmed to the ball and had multiple hats, and we didn't tackle in fall camp and only once in the spring. So a lot to build on.
Yeah, the Hoosier defense pitching a shutout in the second half. Here comes Western Illinois. Northern Illinois beat them up 54-15. The Leathernecks gave up 706 total yards, so that's got offensive coordinator Mike Shanahan salivating here early week. First ever and hopefully last meeting with the Leathernecks, and is playing a Friday night game for a seventh time in program history since they instituted that god-awful rule. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock on BTN. You can make your own line here. Start at 40 and work your way up. Indiana's other football team notching its first victory as well. We'll look at Indiana men's soccer in our next report. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
I tell you, the kid can score now. Senior forward Tommy Mihalik led the Big Ten in shots and shots on goal last year, but he tallied only 2 goals as a junior. Well, he matched his scoring output from a year ago to lead Todd Yeagley's 12th-ranked Hoosiers to a 2-0 win over Yale back on Sunday night. 3 goals now in this 1-1-1 season, headed to Butler on Wednesday night.
It was huge. Obviously, that was our first win of the season. Last game, we performed well, but didn't get the 3 points. So to get the 3 points and, you know, help the team in a big way feels good. I'm really happy, and I'm proud of all the guys on the team.
That senior forward, Tommy Mihalik. Meanwhile, redshirt sophomore Seth Stewart came off the Pines and got some important PT for Todd Yeagley. And
we really wanted to keep the tempo hot, and knowing that his pressing, we've been kind of waiting to use him. I didn't expect to go 45 with him. Not that we said we couldn't. He has the capacity to, but he sets the tone really well. Relentless, his angles are good. But that's 3 years of knowing what we do.
Todd Yeagley talking about Seth Stewart. Indiana off to Butler on Wednesday night. By the way, the IU women 1-1 with Brown Sunday night out in Providence. They're 3-0-1. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.